Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's me. It's been a rough couple days. Where do I even start? I guess where I left off. So, after I shut off the recorder, Chris slept for a couple hours. Everything seemed fine for a bit until she woke up. She was so sick. It hit her so fast that I don't know if I didn't wash the cuts well enough or if something else happened while I was putting the bandages on, but the bottom of the three cuts had gotten infected. Luckily, when Chris looted the pharmacy, she practically grabbed everything that was already bottled, so, sorry if anyone comes looking for their prescription. But we ended up having penicillin, and I've been making sure the bandages fully cover the wound. Acetaminophen has been keeping her fever down a bit, and I've been doing whatever I can to keep her in as little pain as possible. And I think it's helping. She didn't throw up yesterday. And last night. That's the first time she's slept through the night since the bird. Wait, she's just sleeping, right? Okay, yeah. She's breathing. She's getting better. She'll be okay. That fucking bird. What bird is strong enough to knock a vent out? And why was it so hell-bent on attacking us? I don't know what to do. We were supposed to be safe in here. As long as that door stayed shut, the world stayed outside. Until it didn't. Fuck, I just want... Hey, you're up! How are you feeling?
You don't have to come down here. I'll go up there.
Are you sure? I can...
No, I want to sit up there.
Okay, and let me at least help.
No, I can do it. Recording?
Yeah, it's been a bit.
What you talking about?
Just sort of catching everyone up on what's happening. Haven't said much yet, though.
Oh. Well, after I was slashed, Ren was able to patch me up. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm not that big of a person, so pretty much my entire right side is ripped open. Then one of the cuts got infected, and honestly, I don't really remember too much of those first 2 days. Yesterday was a lot better, though. I could stay awake longer and talk, and just now I actually stood up.
Don't push it, though. It's healing, but I don't want you to tear anything.
Yeah. We used almost all of the bandages we had. I don't think it was necessary to use all of them, but Ren just wanted to be safe. So I'm pretty much wrapped up like a mummy now, and it hurts like a bitch to move around. Or breathe.
Better in pain than dead.
I know. I was just joking. I appreciate it.
How are you feeling today?
Still shaky, but other than my side, I don't feel too bad. I think we need to switch the bandages or just take them off, because they are getting really uncomfortable.
Yeah, we can take them off if you want. There isn't a lot of blood on them, so all the cuts should have scabbed up by now. Here, I'll get the scissors and you can go to the bathroom.
I don't like blood. Can you do it?
Yeah, sure. Alright, so, it seems like they aren't bleeding. And the blood looks dried enough, so let me just clean it up. Does that hurt?
Yeah, but more like pressing on a bruise than tugging on a cut.
Great. None of them are open anymore. So, in my very unprofessional opinion, you should be all right to take these off. Whoa, be careful. You don't want to rip them open. Just rest and let them heal fully.
Well, I feel good enough to carry a backpack.
Where are you going?
Ren, we need to leave.
When?
As soon as possible.
I know, but you're hurt, and I still think...
You can't say after everything that this place is still safe.
You're right. I can't. But can we just try to find a place first, or plan something out, or...
What's wrong?
In here, I can see what's going on. I know what's going on. We don't have to open the door. We are safe. But out there, we have no idea what's going to happen. If something happens to you and I can't do anything, I watched that poor man get trampled. I watched my dad crash through a windshield. I can't have that happen to you. Not again. You didn't see you. I saw you with blood down half your fucking body, seeping out of you like it was never going to stop. I saw you barely conscious with a fever for 2 days straight. Do you know how many times I thought you were dead? Do you know how long I had my hand pressed on your side, holding your wound shut, just hoping you'd open your eyes again? I can't do that again.
I would never want you to have to do that again, but if we stay here, you might have to. That door doesn't keep the world outside anymore. You were able to fix the vent, but that doesn't mean something can't come knock it down again.
Just a few more days. Mary thought the government would come and set up a checkpoint here. What if they come? Or even police doing a sweep to see if anyone's left, or army, or... No one's coming, are they?
I don't think so.
I'm scared, Chris. I'm terrified.
With all due respect... You don't control me. You don't make my decisions. If we're going to be a team, we have to respect each other that way. I appreciate that you care. I do, and I feel the same way, but... Ren, this is life. You have to play the hand you've been dealt. If you chalk it up to the world being against you, then you can never experience life to the fullest. The world's against everyone now. And you can't live your life terrified that you don't know what's going to come next. No one ever does. That's what makes life interesting. You take each day as it comes, and yeah, sometimes shit happens. But sometimes some pretty wonderful shit does too. Being with Mary, hearing her story, it made me realize we can't just sit around waiting for life to happen to us. We have no control over what comes next, so we have to make the most of everything while we still can. And just think, we can do whatever we want to do now. Whatever that is.
Chris, that's great for you. I knew what I wanted to do for my whole life, and that died a long time ago. So I don't really have much motivation anymore.
Well, what are you now?
I don't know. A nobody.
What's wrong with being a nobody? That's my point. We can go out there, find... new people, find real safety, find new dreams. It's a new world. Do you really want to give that up?
I don't know.
I can't do this without you.
Yes. Yes, you can. You don't need me. You're strong and smart and...
If we're going to be a team, you need to trust me. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Trust means... You take my every word as truthful from this point on. No beating around the bush. No lying. We have to be 100% honest. Do you agree?
Yes.
Then listen to me when I say I can't do this without you. Ren, I don't... I've never had anyone. My parents were barely parents, and I had a bad habit of pushing away any real friends I could have made in school. Sure, there were a few here and there, but nothing past surface level. People expected the rich girl, the cheerleader, the prom queen, and I was all that stuff, but I was a lot more, too. They all had this idea of me, all these expectations I could never meet. And then I met you. You didn't expect anything of me. Honestly, I don't even think you expected me to do my job, which was fair because I had no idea what I was doing. But you let me figure it out. You let me just sort of be. I can't make you understand how much that means to me. To be able to say to someone, this is who I am, and for them to treat me like that's enough. I've been waiting my whole life to be able to just be myself. And if it took the apocalypse, then fine, but I'm not giving that up. I'm not giving this up.
Let's go then.
Thank you.
How much are you trying to bring?
I don't know, as much as we can.
Alright, well, maybe not as much as we can, because we don't want to break our backs out.
Yeah, you're right, just the essentials.
You can put more stuff in my bag, we can't risk those wounds opening up again.
Okay, but make it pretty even still, I can take it, I think.
Alright, Power Ranger.
I never watched that show.
Are you kidding?
No, I thought it was stupid. It's also ancient. Don't they only show it as reruns at like 2 a.m.?
Okay, we're done. We're not a team anymore.
Ren!
I'm kidding! I can't believe you never watched the Power Rangers.
Oh my god, drop it before I slap you again.
Are you sure you're okay? You're limping.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. My ankle just got a little fucked up by that rose bush.
What actually happened with that? You said a little, but you were too out of it to really explain.
The plant must have kept growing even when we lost the cameras. It spread into the maintenance halls and there were vines, I guess? I know technically they're stems, but they had tons of flowers on each one. And also, you know, the thorns.
How far did it go?
A couple stores at least. I was just trying to get into Burlington's back room, but I couldn't get to it through all the vines. I tried to head back, but one of the vines had gotten wrapped around my ankle. I tried to pull my foot out, but the more I pulled, the more it squeezed back. And then, I know, this sounds crazy, but I swear it's true. I'm pretty sure it shocked me.
Like an electrical shock?
Like a huge fucking volt went straight to my ankle. Hurt like a motherfucker.
How'd you get out?
I didn't know what else to do, so I just started kicking the vine. Even if it's a demon plant, it's still a plant. So the vine snapped off and I ran like hell. I swear it tried to grab me on my way out.
Yeah, you sort of brushed over all of that when you were first telling me about it.
Sorry, I was a little more focused on, you know, the blood loss.
Speaking of, I know it's uncomfortable, but if we're gonna be walking around, you should have at least have a layer of gauze taped on those cuts. And we should also come up with some sort of plan. Where are we going? Obviously, there's no checkpoint here, so I guess the next logical place would be City Hall. Or maybe they're doing it in major cities, or we head to Chicago, or...
What if we just left?
What?
I mean, what if we just... went? No plan. No destination. Let's just go. Ren, we have no idea what the world looks like right now. All we know is the world lost power, some shit went down, and now everything is different. Who knows what these checkpoints look like, or if they even still exist. And who cares? It's a new world. Let's go explore it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not gonna pretend that the idea doesn't scare the shit out of me. But you're right. I have to let go of control, and I trust you. So let's do it.
Okay. We can swing by Macy's and the pharmacy on our way out. Maybe Mary's stuff hasn't gotten taken yet. And then you drove us here on New Year's Eve. With any luck, your car will still be there. If it's not, we make the short walk to my house and get mine. And then we just drive.
Bandages are all set. How does that feel?
Good, I think. Do you hear that?
Yeah. And I felt it too.
What the fuck could that be? Why are they shooting? I don't hear anyone else.
Animals, maybe?
Maybe. Shots are getting closer.
It's barricaded from the inside! We gotta get in there, come on!
What do we do?
We have two options, stay and hope they don't shoot on sight, or we get the fuck out.
How do we even leave? They're outside the door!
Still have that multi-tool?
What?
If the vent was big enough to let that bird in, it's big enough for us to get a couple rooms over before they get in here.
Motherfucker. You sure this is a good idea?
No, but I think intentionally starting a firefight when you've never shot a real gun before is a worse idea.
Okay, it's off.
All right, we have to go, now. Got everything?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, wait, the recorder.
Are you gonna bring it with us?
No, it doesn't matter. What are you-
No time to argue, help me.
Yeah.
Can you get up?
Yeah, just start moving so I can have enough room to get in.
Yeah. Ren?
Where is it?
I don't have it.
I know it's in here.
It's not in here. Yes, it's here. It's here. Just, let me go.
Ren? Ren!
Go!
Oh, shit!
Come on, just keep going, Chris. Come on, we gotta move.
I'm going.
Shit. Are you alright?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. God, that hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're getting back in there anytime soon.
Yeah, no shit.
Fuck, it's cold.
Well, we made it.
We gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Why did you bring the recorder?
Is it on? Well, shit. Now I guess we can listen to how we almost got shot, and then almost got smushed by a building.
Why?
I don't want to forget this. We should keep this, to remember what happened in this mall for all the weeks we were here. To remember everyone we watched die, survive, change, grow. To respect them.
The unknown of Pegasus Mall.
Exactly. I want this to honor them, even though we didn't know them. So I don't feel as guilty when I try to sleep at night. Also, we gotta remember who we are. Were. Because I don't want to lose that. This.
Me neither.
Good.
The power? In the mall? What the fuck?
It came back on.
But everything else is still out of power.
What the fuck?
Fuck this place.
Agreed.
We are never coming back here.
Wasn't planning on it.
Good. That was a pretty good speech.
I was always decent at public speaking.
Makes sense. You are good at it.
Well, I mean it.
I'm glad you did.
You're so cold already. We should have gotten more clothing before we left.
Hey, you were the one that wanted to leave. I told you we could...
Don't even joke about that.
How's your side?
Been better. Been worse. Hey, also, what the actual fuck happened back there? Did they get into the office?
Yeah, right as I was about to climb in.
And what happened?
I don't really know.
Did you kill them?
No, reasoned with them, I guess.
Yeah?
I traded with them.
Really?
I'll tell you later. Can we just focus on what we're doing right now?
Yeah, let me just... Here, you do it.
Why?
I like continuity.
Jeez. This is Reynold James.
And Krissa Montgomery.
Coming at you outside of Pegasus Mall for the last time. In Dayton, Illinois, January 28th, 2043. You ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. To our new life.